station.
But have you been doing this whole story? And he's, his mind has been fixated on the end of the world's bloody leg.
It had blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Butcher's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
It was still the greatest moment in network TV news history.
Gosh.
All right, time for the emergency break of the week brought to us by Just Breaks. We have four candidates this week. Four. Candidate number one during crosstalk a couple of days ago, Norm is talking to us, and he shows he has only a loose knowledge of the titles of popular TV shows.
Mm. Let's hope our old buddy gets better. That doesn't sound good.
No. Pubic symphysis irritation. Now I know what that TV show, the PSI, stands for.
There you go.
What TV show?
Isn't it CSI?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Norm's been drinking and went to work in pajamas. That's what we get. All right, what you got going?
So Norm is talking about Steve Nash's injury, which is known as PSI, and he thinks that's a TV show.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's an idiot.
Candidate number two.
Whoa.
Mike Reiner, up for an e-break this week. He's about to dive into the Luis Salazar story. That's the story of the coach hit by a baseball at spring training in Florida. And due to complications, he lost his eye. They had to remove the eye.
Oh, man.
And when getting into this story, Mike hits a speed bump right away.
Last week, we were all keeping an eye on the... Well, that's... That's a very poor way to put it. Take two.
Oh, no. Oh, Shoopy.
Take two. In 3, 2, 1. Last week, we were all paying attention to the story that came out of Braves spring training where there was a foul ball hit by Brian McCann that hit Luis Salazar, one of the Braves coaches, in the head.
Keeping an eye on. Very poor choice of words.
Very sad indeed.
Candidate number three this week, Tommy Lee. He was a special guest on The Hardline yesterday. And whenever Tommy Lee is on your show, there's always the risk that he's going to drop an F-bomb.
Did the thing, when that your porn tape got stolen, or your tape got stolen, did it help your career, you think? Or did it do anything for it whatsoever?
I don't really know, you know. It certainly didn't hurt it. But I think that, you know, yeah, it's really odd, man, that there's so many people that are famous for absolutely nothing.
Awesome.
To me, that blows my mind. That, like, the use of the word celebrity means nothing to me anymore.
I love Danny's reaction. Awesome.
Dude.
That, of course, was dumped, but then bleeped for our purposes. You know, I bet you not one day has ever gone by that Tommy Lee regrets that that video got out.
No.
Think about it. That meant that the world saw that he was hung like a mule and was having sex with the starlet of the decade, Pamela Anderson.
Right.
It's a win-win for him.
Yeah, and I don't think he had some sort of classy image that was compromised either.
And candidate number four this week, we put this up for an e-break because we're not sure this was ever nominated for the emergency break of the week. This is right after 9/11, now almost 10 years ago, and all radio stations had agreed that we would do a moment of silence.
So cheap and wrong that you're doing this to Georgia.
Right at 8 o'clock, and so we were supposed to pause for 10 seconds of silence to honor the 9/11 victims. So this nominee, of course, is our very own George Dunham, who did not observe the moment of silence.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in
KTCK, Dallas Fort Worth.
That was
KTVK,
our moment of silence.
Sherman Denison.
Sorry.
KTDK Sanger.
I'm very sorry about that. I wasn't. I wasn't paying attention. I'm very sorry.
Well, this is supposed to be the moment of silence now, then.
Okay. All right, let's do the moment of silence.
You were very cheap, not only to play this today.
I'm
but
with Junior. I don't think it was ever actually nominated because we didn't do any break that week.
Right. On the actual moment of silence, the way you said, okay, let's do the moment of silence. And then you paused for like 2 seconds, and it was over with.
At least I did it. At least I honored the victims instead of taking calls.
But I have to tell you, my memory is it was never nominated because Giorgio didn't want it nominated.
Right. So now... We're honoring one of the great e-breaks of all time by
finally
nominating
him. Which I don't blame
him
for that.
So we have four candidates. Is it Norm, Mike, Tommy Lee, or Jub Jub? 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to responsibly vote for George Dunham.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for George's Chopped Barbecue Underwear.
Ew, oh, gross. Mm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George Dunham. Hey, you know why there's no...
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm Lee for Dried Man and his badass ego.
What?
Hmm?
I didn't get that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, I guess since George is in there, I won't make a diarrhea joke, so Reiner?
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You can't control what the Jug Jug do.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, user. This is the Gunner Job. I would like to vote for a man who I'm very close to, Tommy Lee.
Okay.
Gosh.
Boy, that was a great bit.
What a callback to a one-off bit that is.
How's he so close to Tommy Lee?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me George's butt volcano.
All right. Five votes to one. George wins for this classic e-break.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in...
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTVK, Sherman-Denison.
KTVK, Sanger. I'm very sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm very sorry.
This is supposed to be the moment of silence now, then.
Okay. All right, let's do the moment of silence.
Boy, what a canned hunt this was today.
I love how Giorgio turns Italian in the middle of it. I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't the paying attention.
All right, how many wins for George?
Oh, you wronged him. 52 over all time. He's the number one guy.
And you guys stop acting like it's my idea.
Oh, it was your
it
idea.
It was your idea.
All right, that's the e-break. It's 8:11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, we spin the topic wheel.